All right, well, EP 2 time by JPEG Mafia. Just got done listening to EP 1, or I guess just EP is what it's called. Enjoyed that. Lots of music videos with that one. I actually, as I was setting up for this one, I found one that I missed. But whatever. Not going to worry about it too much. This one only has two music videos, 7 tracks, 17 minutes. So this will be a pretty quick video, which is kind of nice. It's tough sometimes because I get excited, I want to listen, and then other times I'm like, I just want to get this done. Well, that's not even accurate. That's not true. Every now and then there's this little thing in the back of my brain of, it'd be nice to get this done. But it's not a skip the experience thing. It's more of a just time in the chair type of a thing. And every now and then I have to pump the brakes and go, no, brain. Shut up back there, you in the back saying we got to get this done. That's not what this is for. This is to sit and experience it. But with all that said, it is nice to know. Oh, okay. This will be slightly shorter than the previous video. I guess I don't have a whole lot to say with opening thoughts because it'll essentially just be a repeat of what I just said on closing thoughts for EP 1. So let's drop in. This came out. Let's see, the first EP1 came out at the end of 2020, and this is February of 21. So this is all pretty close to each other, these two projects. Not really expecting anything substantially different, you know, really with the first EP and what I've have heard on LP, which came out after. Not really expecting anything like Scaring the Hoes or I Lay Down My Life for You in this little project, but who knows? Maybe there's little snippets, little tests, little ideas that snuck through or something like that. Let's find out. Track one's called Last Dance. It's 2 minutes. It's produced by JPEG Mafia. Drop it into EP 2, track one, Last Dance. Oh. A little bit of John working in.
I'm a rebound when I walk in. I'm a reloading big ass. I'm robbing Glock 19, my side bitch. When I speak to a big body, boy, I let you get to me, get violent. Niggas, let me be coming. Be more bobbing like Don. Going in circles around the block, far, far. Wait, I found a beat. Dumping these crackers.
I kind of like to slow through here.
My bitches have better time. And some of y'all niggas was better off silent. Killing yourself, this ain't even Love Island. Trust fund money can't buy. He left the critics behind. Features with eases, I'm distant with Molly. Solid. It's like Kojima designed me. Slow with the gear and the metal is on me.
Switching like niggas
is somebody star. One on one, I be flexing like Kylie. Bitch, fuck with me, I'm an employee to Tommy. Are you triggered or just weak by design?
That was cool. I was not expecting that at all.
Keep it fluid. I'm marching with Don. Zero minds and you niggas still done. I don't need one. One wish, Ray J with the sign. Hit it first, I'm ahead of my time. Spitting an ash, nurture my mind. Superhead, Mr. Marcus, I'm dying. Stash money, I'm prepared for decline. Hey, hurry your mind. I got me spinning on lane like flies. Tonight, never been hard on a slide. Praying for the rain, baby, chain up the tide. Niggas stay mad, sitting praying my demise. Twerking on stage, feel like Mary J. Blige. Since I bought a Glock, no more drama in my life. Maybe when I do it, I'ma baby, when I do it, bet I won't say shit like Clyde. Dress for the kill, my body on my side.
This is cool. This is very cool. I like this. I like Last Dance. God. I'm just gonna feel like a broken record today. I mean, there is a reason why this guy is my favorite current hip-hop artist, favorite active hip-hop artist. My number one is MF Doom. But this guy, man, it's just like, every time I sit down and listen to something that he's made, I go, ah, this is, sounds different, this is neat, this is cool. And it's just, there's always something new, something interesting. I remember when earlier this year, it's 2024, earlier this year, We Don't Trust You, Future, and Metro. Good album. solid album. Everyone, you know, of course, I mentioned how I felt like everyone forgot an album existed because everyone's so focused on the beef track with Kendrick and all that shit. And, or the diss track, I mean. But I remember with the album, enjoying it, but then also saying, you know, it feels pretty safe, pretty standard, kind of, oh, okay, it's just, it's more Future and Metro. And that's not a problem, but it never really pushed any lines or tested anything or tried anything new. You know, it's just a pretty safe, standard sound from the guys who make that sound. Great. Cool. What I love about JPEG, aside from the color and the resolution, I love it. I'm gonna get something different. And it doesn't even really matter if I like it or not, honestly, because it's that change and that uniqueness that I'm so interested in. That was a cool beat. Fucking cool beat, man. And, you know, he's got a couple lines in here about, he's got a line in here about Biden. So this is 2021. This is after the election. 2020 was a shit show, man. I was stressed out 2020. I gained a lot of weight. I think I gained like 20 pounds of stress eating, stress drinking, basically. Between the fucking pandemic, where I am in California, it was a bunch of fires. Or just the summer was just smoke. Fucking hot. The pandemic, the riots, the protests, the election. I mean, 2020 was a shit show. And so the first thing I think of when I hear this beat, it's just kind of chilled out. And yeah, it's February 21. Now, I don't know when he made this relative to when it released. But it does feel like there's a little bit of space to breathe here. I liked his flow over this, too. I wish my bitches had better timing. Some of y'all are better off silent. Trust fund money can't buy... Poof. He says poof. He left the critics behind him. I wonder if he's talking about himself here. Features with whoever these guys are. I'm just with Molly. Solid is like Kojima Design Me, who's, you know, and then it gets into Gear in the Metal, which is Metal Gear Solid reference, which is, you know, published. I think publisher is Kojima. Or no, that would be Konami. Kojima is the guy who designed him, yeah. Fuck with me, I'm unemployed. That Tommy, where was it? Are you triggered or just weak by design? Baby, my preference is fine. Are you really lying? Where the fuck? There was a line in here I really liked. Hit it first, ahead of my time. Spit in her ass. God damn this guy. Stash money and prepare for the decline. That's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. You know, this is before Veteran blew up a little bit for him. It kind of, he said, I saw an interview where he was talking about Veteran and how that really kind of, oh shit, people like that. Okay, I'm going to go in this direction then. But now we've got Cornballs, we've got EP, we've got EP2, and I don't know how much that helped him. So I wonder if at this point in his life he was wondering, shit, is this as big as I'm going to get? You know, who knows? Who knows? But that's an interesting line to me. Praying for a wave, but Peggy changing up the time. People stay mad. It's praying on device, twerking on stage for like marriage implies. I don't know. I just really like that beat. Next one's called Intro. It's only 43 seconds. So let's roll into Intro, and then the next one after that is Fix Yourself, both JPEG Mafia produced. We'll roll through Intro, and yeah. Ha, good shit. All right, here we go. Here's Intro.
Baby, it's all the way on. So I'm afraid. So sad to me.
Fix yourself.
Oh.
What is your tongue? How you trying to make it with no talent and cash? 2020 niggas, I with no clue, no plan, and no mask. Damn. I went from nothing to slutting.
I went from nothing.
Shout out my guitars. I love y'all equally. Every morning I body shame. I can't stand my face. At the end of the day, I know your bitch. I say, hey, can't let these niggas talk to me. No fucking way. It's so sad to me. These boys don't make believe. Shout out my refugees, my fans, my families.
I really wonder. I'm going to see his show here in a couple weeks in Hollywood today. So if you're watching this on Friday when I post this, today I'm in Hollywood probably right now, getting, you know, kicking around and waiting for the show to start. I wonder how much of these songs he plays during his live shows now. You know, after Scaring the Hose has come out, after I Lay Down My Life for You has come out, I wonder what he thinks about these songs now. The sound is so different. I mean, I know people talk about eras sometimes with artists and how they go through different eras, and I think that's a fair discussion to have. I mean, everyone's got their natural evolution they go through when it comes to making music. But I'm always curious, what's the artist's perspective of those earlier time periods of their music, you know? And I mean, I listen to this, I go, this is fucking cool, but this is such a departure from what's coming out now. It makes me wonder, if JPEG Mafia listens to this, does he think it's shit? Does he still think it's cool? Is he still happy with this 4 years later? That's really my question. Well, I guess it'd be 3 years later. That's the other thing, too. It's only been 3 years. Like fucking total change. Complete change in 3 years' time. Anyway, let's keep going.
Tragic, baby. Who provided for you? You ain't got nothing for me. Shot my story. Whoa. Do the best. Took a reduction and made a mess. Key ingredient was Sudafed. I'll let you rich niggas do the rest. I love my baby like Trump loves Putin in the deepest way. My baby's barely scratched the surface. There's a deeper stay. Even though you try to give me top when I was not away. I know that nigga ain't in the ground, but he's still dead to me. She's still obsessed to me. It's real. There's no need to fill a void when your past ain't fake. Shout out my bitch, my husband. Y'all get hit equally. Mama told me shoot for the star, so I ain't that way. At the end of the day, I know your bitch ass ain't okay, yeah. Can't let these niggas talk to me no fucking way, yeah. It's so sad to me. These boys don't make believe. Shout out my refugees, my fans, my family.
You know, another thing that goes to my mind, this like dun, 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 wah, wah, this little, it sounds like keys or something, I don't know. It sounds like a precursor to Perfect, the horns on that song. I feel like I'm overthinking it. I feel like I'm overanalyzing it. Like I'm not trying to say that Perfect is referencing this song in terms of sound. I'm just trying to think about the artistic evolution of the music. And I said in the reaction for EP 1 how there was one of the songs, it felt like it was like a demo version of something that was on Scaring the Hose. Like it feels like his confidence in himself to produce the music he wants to make has jumped so much that now he's just banging around like crazy. Where this is a little less so. I mean, this is a chill song anyway. Like this isn't going crazy on purpose. But when I listen to these, wah, 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 I think of the horns on Perfect and how much more power and how much more boldness there is in that sound. All right, let's finish this one up.
I'm way too real for this shit. You gotta get sensitive. Somebody's gotta get sensitive because I don't fuck around and ruin a nigga life. You know I'm ready. Puss. All of y'all. You know I'm ready. I'm really black out here and y'all just perform it. Nobody wants you and you can't absorb it. I think they're scared of me, my bitch is so gorgeous. At the end of the day, I know your bitch ass ain't gon' fade. Can't let these niggas talk to me no fucking way. It's so sad to me, these boys don't make believe. Shout out my refugees, my fans, my family.
Nice. Nice. Put a drum fill in here. And he uses that to dump into Celtic. This is cool, man. This is really cool. I'm very torn because on one hand, I think it's fun to go through the albums in order and just hear the growth. But I kind of only want to do that if all the albums exist. It's easier to do that when an artist or a group is done because, you know, I can just, I'll do one every 6 weeks or something like that, right? And I can just progress through the catalog. When somebody's doing stuff for real time and releasing real time, I really enjoy sitting down with something that's fresh out because then I get to explore it and enjoy it at the same time as everybody else. So I like doing that, but it's a trip to go back. It's a trip to go back 3.5 years, 4 years almost, and listen to some of the previous stuff. There was a lineup here that really, really, really I liked a lot. There's no need to fill a void when your past ain't fake. That is 100% truth right there. I like that one a lot. I'm alone. I'm at my best. Talking that shit. Come take my breath. Fake thugs with their fantasy sets. They always bury the best. And I wonder if that's a reference to like Biggie, Tupac, something like that. My success is killing all of my exes. Stay on guard when I move through text, right? Like if somebody's hitting you up. Also, too, it's weird in the digital age where you're having a private conversation via text, but now that can be screenshot and posted up. So you just basically can't fucking say anything to anybody if you're, you know, anywhere close to being a known person. Tell me why you hate me. You ain't making no profit. Somebody can't get the bag. Sad. People out here with no clue, no plan, and no mask. I saw somebody the other day. I have no problem with masks. I wore a mask. There were times I wanted to wear a mask. Most of the time, I did not like wearing a mask. My opinion was kind of like with the vaccine, right? Like they're calling it a vaccine, but I can still contract it and I can still transmit it. Okay. Anyway, same thing with the mask. Like, I just feel like, just can we just say it's an airborne virus, please? Since that's what it is. But no, we're calling it droplets. And because at work they told us we had to wear a mask, so for a long time they said just any face covering. So I had a bandana. It's not fucking doing anything. It's paper thin cloth. What a joke. So I was really frustrated with the mask thing. But every now and then I'll see somebody. Even just a couple weeks ago, I saw somebody outside, walking. By themselves outside, mask on their chin. The fuck? It's like, I just wanted to go nuts. Or like the people that are in their car by themselves. My favorite one still was I was walking out from the store and I saw a guy in the parking lot by himself, mask on, outside, and he pulls his mask down to smoke a cigarette. I'm like, oh my fucking God. Anyway, Anyway, that whole thing about the mask was just fucking infuriating. Every direction you want to call it, from what we were told to do, what we were not told to do, how people fucking reacted. It was honestly just a complete failure, a complete embarrassment, in my opinion. Anyway, there you go. That one guy, though, pulling down his mask to smoke the cigarette. That was the peak. That was the peak for me right there. And that was pretty early in the pandemic. It's so tragic, baby. Who provided for you? You ain't got nothing for me. Crop that bitch out my story. I love my baby like Trump loves Putin in the deepest way. Oh, shit, man. I'm way too real for the shit. You got to get censored. Anyway. It's so sad to me. These boys so make-believe. Shout out my refugees, my fans, my family. Great sound. Cool sound. I like how this EP is a little bit like chilled out. So that it drops right into Celtic. Produced by JPEG Mafia. Here we go. Dropping into track 4, Celtic. Or Kel-Tec. I should say Kel-Tec. I'm assuming that's a gun. I don't know. I don't know shit about guns.
person.
What is this?
I don't need industry praise. Vision distorting, you niggas surviving off cosign. On my credit, key locking the stage. Niggas mad cause I'm black and I'm hostile. Cracking salty, I'm pretty and big. All the bitch wanna jump on the dog pile. Every night he be fanning the flames. Mentally not a fan of your games. They won't produce on my eyes cause they know that the market is main. Niggas will shock your whole style. Hope you ready to drop for the team. Shaq fool, you can't stop this.
This is a trippy beat.
Can't believe I created a lane. I don't respond to bitch niggas, my name is trash. Scary ass backpack rapping niggas never was fit to our last. Me and my kid, but like my name last. Keep it draped in attachments. Nah, know me, I'm sassy. Tatiana when I'm at the crib. The Smith, let me call it Ashy. Mary Kay, that's my Glock in the back. See, hit away.
I just see all the names for all the different guns that he has.
How did I catch you black? We got no money, I'm laughing. I'm talking minimum wage. Rappers can't do what I do cause I own all my shit. And I do all my shit, and most y'all can't relate. When Peggy hop in the booth and get paid. You hit the booth, but you know you a slave. Know what you sign, you know you don't say. You know you a dub, a piece of the pain. All of my haters are tame. Naysayers, bench players, even all of the coaches between. Peggy LaBarbo, I'm back to my roots. Job blessed, now I feel like the fame. Mask off in the future for scene. Mask on, I don't wanna be seen. P&G, get your quality up.
P&G,
I compress nice. All my schemes. I put your dome in a beam. Kimber tucked in between. I ain't been shooting straight since a teen. Hop on the fence and I lean. I was just bitches to run on the scene. What does this actually mean? Baby, control your demeanor. Don't have to believe that when it happens, I'm hot. That when it happens, they tweet.
Trippy song. I don't know if I really into this one. Like, it's fine, but whatever. I like this.
Say something.
All representatives are assisting other veterans. Your call will be answered in the order it was received.
There's a line in here. Rappers can't do what I do because I own all my shit. There was another line, another track. I don't know if it was this already or if it was the first EP. But basically, yeah, they're signing these shit contracts. Oh, actually, no, that was here. Wow, God, what was the line already? It was a previous song. But I went on to talk about how I like how, you know, Peggy's independent. And he seems to have a lot of concern about creative freedom. I totally forget about the fact that a lot of these contracts, most of these contracts, if you sign them, you sign the rights to your own music away to somebody else, which is fucking garbage. The music industry is, in my opinion, is like a fucking broken machine, man. Just completely broken. How the hell is it legal to sign a contract with another company where they go, yeah, and now everything you create, we own? Are you fucking kidding? That's insane to me. That, I mean, it's a little different if you work for a company where they've created the design and they've created the assembly process and you are just there to manufacture, you're strictly labor. Like, that's different in my opinion, you know? But this whole, yeah, no, we're just going to sit back and do nothing. And then whatever you bring to us, we own. Fuck you. That's just, I can't believe that shit. And then so many artists have gotten screwed over by that. Can't do what I do because I own all my shit. I do all my shit and most of y'all can't relate. When Peggy hop in the booth, he get paid. You hit the booth, you know you a slave. You know what you signed. You know you don't save. You know, this part kind of confusing. You know you a dub, because I thought dub would be like W, but maybe not. I'm easing the pain. All of my haters are tame. And then he's got this little, you know, PNG, get your quality up, JPEG, I compress all my schemes. So it's just different compressions for different photo file types or whatever. Talking about all those different guns. God. This was before LP, right? I believe so. Let's see. Yeah, this is, these were both before LP. Although LP was 21. So, God, this guy was putting out some music pretty consistently. It's impressive, the turnaround. 2019 for Cornballs, 2020 for EP, beginning of 2021 for EP2. Where was Veteran? 2018 for Veteran. Huh. Yeah, anyway. Anyway. Trippy song. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Crackers salty. I'm pretty and paid. Huh. Baby, control your demeanor. People don't have to believe. I kind of like that part too. I don't know exactly what it means, but the impression I got from that was, you know, baby, control your demeanor. People don't have to believe. Like maybe, you know, his girl's getting a little upset because they don't have faith in Peggy, but he's right in the sense of people can talk shit all they want. They don't have to believe what you're saying is true. They don't have to believe that you're going to make it. But if you have faith in yourself, you know, it really doesn't matter if they don't believe you're going to make it. Who gives a shit, you know? Basically, it's prove them wrong type of thing. Anyway, that line kind of stood out to me. I like that one there. Bet when it happens, like, bet when it happens, we tweet. You know, so when he does make it, people are going to tweet about it and talk about it and all that shit. All right, let's keep going. This is fun. So there's some Discord picture. Or no, this is Twitter. I'm sorry, this is Twitter. It's called This One's For Us. I don't know what this is referencing, but here we go. Here's track 5. This One's For Us.
Yo.
Everything about JPEGs I like.
Trippy, like snaps and these muffled beats.
All of my babies is hacked, all my money out the bank. Pretty thought, make a bit of cash in a mattress. I don't be sending them nothing, straight slut, nothing flash. Niggas can tell that you front, tough man. Every episode I'm sipping, I feel so disgust. This drunk, thinking about how niggas jealous of me when I love. Niggas ain't loyal to fans. Ink dry, crackers took the whole pie and gave you a fresh.
Ink dry, crackers took the whole pie and gave you a fresh.
Used to fuck if you play on my passion. It's a whole new world, but it looks like my map loaded first, y'all like. White writers wanna pay me as edge, you can't handle the facts that I'm rapping. Unbelievable, young Jerry Stack. Don't nobody wanna play on me back. Fuck your playlist, I do what I want. Made it speed on the bends of the bus. Yeah.
45 and the Kimber, 3 holes in the trigger. The new ones got butterflies on them now. I think I am a killer, came back from Kuwait, and these niggas is looking like targets now. I ain't sipping no liquor tonight, cause that corridor got me feeling broken like Hardy now. And you niggas ain't niggas, you just became niggas, cause niggas is making a profit now. White boys scared of the peg and pride, but post made black squares now. When you see me, better say it with your chest, and you better have a vest. I don't waste rounds. Give a fuck about a check, give a fuck about respect. If the same jam cut close, lay your body down. 702, all I want is a sound. Bomber, newest the lyricist. Twin Kimbers, Prince and his blouse. Lost world when I'm back in the town. Stainless, I brought the Raptors out. Bloodhounds, baby, tracking them down. From closer away, make your spirit and now. Yeah.
Huh.
All right, last chance. Enemies end up on last dance. Spinning that pussy, go back in, back out. Eating ass, feel like Pac-Man. Rich and bitter, black Batman. Industry don't wanna back him. It's alright though, so successful. Government still wanna threaten you. All guns still registered. Hipster niggas so irregular. Up in Williamsburg, looking hella dumb. I used to try to be nice to them. Now I just know that they're jealous of me. Faded all of my DMs. Apologized and deleted them. Crackers threatened not to
apologize.
Ain't no color, it must be a cab night.
bricks under me. Hey, you had any corn, just smothering women. You threaten my money, I'm snatching your spirit. That's why I feel nothing for none of you bitches. Leaders is rapists, rest of y'all suspicious. That liberal arts degree really ain't hitting. Fuck it, time to hit to come me do dishes. Your boss is a rapist, what did I do? I missed it. Black, beautiful, and damn, I'm gifted. You being white just got you that position. You not with the shit, you not that good at business. You vague with your threats, I'm direct with my pistol.
I think JPEG Mafia's got some things on his mind that he wants to share with everybody. There was a comment I saw, where was it? It was either on my reaction to the new album or Kevin O'Connor's reaction. But basically somebody said, good album, but I get a little bored with him just constantly talking about what other people think about him. I think that's fair. Like, after a while, I kind of get to the same spot. It's like, oh, we're going to just another song about shit-talking everybody else. If I try to put myself, like, in his position, in the position of somebody who's in the hip-hop lane, someone who's trying to stay, who is independent, somebody who cares about creative freedom, and then just seeing what everybody else is doing, and then seeing what everybody else is saying, like, I could see why that would become such a fucking focus point. But after a while, it's like, okay, yeah. Basically, you hate everybody. I know. You hate everybody. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Dude, he was like, what the fuck was he talking about? Let's see. Hipster, I'll say for this one in particular, I'll say hipster black people. So regular, up in Williamsburg looking hella dumb. I used to be trying to nice to him. Now I just know they're jealous of me. Faded all my DMs. Apologize, then delete them. Crackers threaten not to cover me. Whole staff white. Ain't no cover. Must be a cab night. Eric Sunderman? I don't know what that means. Who's Eric Sunderman? Hunt Sunderman. Reference to former Fader head of content and president. Both were let go from the publication after allegations of sexual harassment in the workplace was brought forth by women who had written from the publication. Oh, okay. Well, at least he's calling out shitheads, because fuck those guys. If it's true. You threat my money, I'm snatching your spirit. That's why I feel nothing for none of you bitches. Leaders is rapists. Rest of y'all are suspicious. That liberal arts degree really ain't hitting. Your boss is a rapist. What did I do? I missed it. That is, I don't know the circumstances surrounding whatever the fuck he's talking about, but that would be an odd situation to be in where someone's upset with you. And if you feel like you didn't really necessarily do anything, yet you know that person works for somebody else who's a rapist, it's like, why the fuck are you upset with me? That would be an odd situation to be in. All right, last chance. Enemies end up on Last Dance. Go back in, back out. You didn't ask for like Pac-Man. White boys scared of the peg in private, but posting their black squares now. What's the black squares about? Reference to Blackout Tuesday, a collective action in which people posted black squares on Instagram, Facebook to protest institutional racism, police brutality in response to the murder of George Floyd, May of 2020. I don't remember the black squares. The online movement was subject to controversy, being criticized as both a form of virtue signaling and an inappropriate way to address systemic inequality and racism within the law enforcement and government as a whole. Whoa, 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 whoa. Are you saying that sitting in my chair on my computer doing nothing is not an effective form of protest? What? What? JPEG Mafia calls out this disingenuous behavior, specifically among white men who publicly flaunt their seemingly candid yet ultimately unpredictable forms of social activism, while privately harboring fears about persons of POC communities and Peggy's image. I do find it weird. Like, I'm glad it seems like it's finally happening that people are realizing that in June, when all these companies put their fucking rainbows up, and then 1201, July 1st, they switch it back. It's like, yeah, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. They don't give a fuck about the gay community. They want to make money. It's all fake to make money. They don't give a shit. Same thing with the blacks. Well, I shouldn't say the black squares. I'm sure there's plenty of people online with good intentions and they want to show support. But showing support depending on what it is, probably isn't actual support. Like if I go on Twitter right now and show support, guess what I've done to help the cause? Nothing. Nothing. Gaza's still getting fucking bombed out of its fucking existence. Ukraine's still being invaded by Russia. I mean, all the bad things that are happening continue to happen no matter what I post online, on my online profile. Anyway. Fucking tidbit mafia. Yeah. All of my babies is active. All my money out of the bank. Pretty thought maker. Put the cash in the mattress. I don't be sending them nothing. Straight slut with the flashing. White writers want to paint me as edgy. Can't handle the facts that I'm rapping. What is this about? I wonder what this is about. Labeling somebody's edges often self-serving. Described as critics often do this. Oh, I think I saw that. So you guys can't see it. Let me drag the screen over. There was this interview that he did with, I can never pronounce this guy, Talib Kweli. But was it JPEG Mafia? He was like fucking hammered drunk, right? Like he drank a bunch of tequila. I think I saw that, but that was, it's been a while. It's been a while. All right, let's move on. Track 6 is called Panic Room. 2.5 minutes. James Blake. Is this the same James Blake? Yes, it is, from Bad Cameo. Ooh. Oh, I loved Bad Cameo. That was a fantastic album. Fantastic album. Oh, cool. All right, here we go. Let's drop it into Panic Room. Sorry.
Put your worth on my bucks, I'm catching a vibe. You don't slide, easy pissing style. Ooh. We cutting the cop, a rich and a dime, dot on my papa's a zombie. When I talk, feel like booty talk 17. I've been walking dead for too long, for too many seasons. Things you fucking to pay you too wrong, for too many reasons. I'm just trying to get a bag. Rappers in this industry creatively in hand. When I scream, I crack a hobby, shaking out the dance. Shake my head at night while I start working on my stances. Kegels, gotta keep this pussy tight, this passion. This dog got no sequels.
This is cool. I like this one.
My puppies told me feed you. These bulls all they gon' eat you. All doggies die at point range. This flick ain't got no sequel. You choke like he ain't peeled. Banana clips gon' peel. Monkey business to major move. Put him in the sky with a ink screw. Suck ass nigga, I ain't playing with you. Damn, boy, who claiming you? Why your niggas ain't stay with you? Don't say I got a wicked zoom. Got these niggas look like Panda Crew. Yeah, got these niggas looking like
Panda Crew. I love this. Yeah. And then that, like, wow. Okay.
All the things you say ran through my head like tattoo. And you ain't gotta act like you ain't scared, get comfortable. No, I don't want your consent, nigga. I'm gonna put a stick on you. No, we ain't gonna work it out. How do I look like stacking two? If he do me wrong, I catch your man, ain't he responsible? Take two, till I saw rolling by and scrape you. Huh. That's what thinking that we was cool. Huh. Caught this nigga without a two. Huh. Baby, you looking like a fool.
Cool beat, man. Very cool fucking beat. And there's still about 30 seconds left. Wow, that's just fucking bad, dude. Trippy. Trippy, trippy. Like right here, the structure is kind of breaking apart. Oh, yeah. Oh. See, that's what I love about Peggy. No one else would do this. No one else would just dump you out into this little strum section. That's fucking cool, man. I like that one. I like that one. Let's go through some lyrics. He's saying a little bit of shit here. Hit to work with the Chucks? Young Mr. Miyagi? Oh, yeah. Chucks is the shoes. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to worry about that one. Put your worth of my bucks. We're doing them sloppy. They're copying my style. My pop was a zombie. When I tour, I feel like Booty Talk 17. What the fuck is that? What is Booty Talk 17? No reference. No reference. Okay. I've been walking dead for too long, for too many seasons. People have been bugging at Peggy. Too wrong for too many reasons. I'm just trying to get that bag up. rappers in this industry creatively in handcuffs. So, you know, he's made a couple references to this now within these two EPs. And it really makes me wonder, like, who he's spoken to, what kind of deals he's seen or heard about that other people have signed up to. Like, how bad has he seen other people get screwed over and went, fuck that. No. You know? Makes me very curious. When I scream out cracker, I'd be shaking out the dandruff. What does shaking out the dandruff mean? The phrase in my hair. Used when somebody being annoyed. Oh, okay. So the phrase in my hair is used when someone is being annoyed by someone else constantly pestering them, as Peggy feels he's been pestered by his. Okay. Whatever. They kind of explained it. It's passion to sell. It's got no sequels. Peggy found no equals. I'm running through these packs till I find a beat as good as people. Give that bitch an elbow. How Peggy only 5'9 with sticks as big as diesel. Do I want to click that? I don't know. No, my puppy's told me to feed you. These bulldogs are going to eat you. Okay. All doggies die at point range. Just like I got no sequel. Okay. Anyway, I was more interested on the... I really like the line, creatively in handcuffs. Yeah. All right, final track off EP2. It's called Feed Her. It's 3 minutes long. Is that the longest one? Oh, no. There's a couple that are a little bit longer. All right, here we go. Feed Her, track 7.
No money, no bitching, no guns, but what is you doing with me? I be looking at these children like, what is you doing? It must be the bone in me. Worst part about these niggas is I know they pussy is fucking, we never gon' meet. Don't beast like my kin, but this shit never jam. Nigga, I'm used to the heat. These niggas don't know how to score, they just set in the screen. Fuck what you do for the others, boy, what is you doing for me? How I stay on your mind, little bitch, and you still ain't me. My bitch same color as they beast. I put balls on a nigga like me. I spit bars like I never get sleep. How did I move in your mind rent free? Taxing the least, I think I'm Prince Ali. You minimum wage, I'm Prince Hakeem, it's dirty. You alright, trolls ain't worthy. I stay, your mind is working. You have no worth, it's hurting. Don't know any niggas in person. Never step outside, just lurking.
Never step outside, but it's just lurking. I like this. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, that's your IP for certain. My Kimma, my main bitch, be yeah, me and my car be flirting.
My car be flirting.
I let my prey stay nervous. Stand back, stand by, stay earning. When one of these crackers get brave and I put canvas to their face, y'all better thank me for my service. My world different, I'm Kyrie Irving. Niggas be bitching, they have no purpose. Testing my patience, I'm going to surge. You running a clinic and feeding the nerves. It's miracle bars, you rapping a turban. Noble savage, I'm a
nice guitar.
Baby, I feel like a servant. It's not like I don't deserve it. Patience, trust, gotta earn it. Glad my baby came back to this curvy. I feel it's drifting, I'm nervous. How it feels when I bring up your memory. Who you feeling me now? Keep calling me from his house. The pressure on pile. All these things, I just can't put it down. Now one hit by my name in your mouth. All that money, she's still on my couch. That smell like boss. I'm a thought that was never in doubt. They love me cause I spit on it messy. They fuck you cause you giving them clout. Fuck a good, make a beat on my couch. On the road to the riches, I'm laughing. Cause I keep running into your... How I keep running into your exes. I keep touching your shit, get the message. Feed her.
Jesus Christ. Oh my god. I like this too. I love a clean guitar. Little fuck around section. There you go. There's EP2. Quick little ride. This last bit is pretty funny. Like somebody's girl just keeps hanging out at his place or something. Let's see. Where does it start here? I feel like a servant. It's not like I don't deserve it. Patience, trunks, gotta earn it. Grab my baby, came back to this curvy. I feel us drifting, I'm nervous. How hard, how it feels when I bring up your memory. Are you feeling me now? Keep calling me from his house. The pressure on, pile all these sticks. I just can't put it down. Not one hit, but my name in your mouth. All that money, she's still on my couch. What's that smell like? Bars. I'm a thought that was never in doubt. They love me because I spit on it messy. They fuck you because you giving them clout. Fuck her good, make a beat on my couch. On the road towards riches, I'm laughing because I keep running into your... How do I keep running into your exes? I keep touching your shit. Get the message. Feed her. So he's hanging out with somebody else's girl for sure. Huh. I spit bars like I never get sleep. How did I move in your mind rent-free? You hit the curb with no money, no bitch, no guns. What are you doing with me? Look at these children like, what is it you're doing? It must be the boomer in me. I like that, the boomer in me. Huh. You know, even with these little EPs, I thought, oh, okay, they're released pretty close together. Both quick little EPs. They'll both be, you know, pretty similar. I guess they're kind of similar in sound, but this one's different. It's different. It's not like wildly different. But on first listen compared to the other one, and I essentially got two listens on the first one because there's so many music videos, I basically listened to it twice on my reaction on the full one. This one's a little different. It just feels like dust has settled. It feels like it came after the year 2020. It feels like went through a bunch of bullshit on EP, and then things have calmed down just a little bit. That's what it feels like. Huh. Okay. Well, there we go. There's two music videos. I'm going to do that now. That's Patreon only. Patreon's $2. Part of Patreon, I also post an MP3 so you can just listen if you want to just listen. Huh. Yeah. It was fucking cool, man. It's cool to see James Blake pop up. I did not expect to see that. That was a nice surprise. Okay, there's two music videos, Last Dance and Fix Yourself. Both tracks I have hearts next to, so that's nice. So let's jump into Last Dance. Here we go. This part reminded me of the group Mum. Like an ambient. There's some lyrics, but kind of ambient.
Whoa, I'm a rebound when I walk in. I'm a reloading big ass. I'm robbing Glock 19, my side bitch. When I speak to a big body, boy, I let you get to me, get violent. Niggas, let me be this common. Be more, I be robbing like Don. Going in circles around the block for fun. Wait, I found a beat. Dunking these crackers, I feel like a lot. And I wish that my bitches had better time. And some of y'all niggas was better off silent. Killing yourself, this ain't even Love Island. Trust fund money can't buy. He left the critics behind. Features with Isis, I'm distant with Molly. Solid, it's like Kojima designed me. Slow with the gear and the metal is on me. Switching like niggas, can somebody stop me? One on one, I be flexing like Kylie. Bitch, fuck with me, I'ma implode to Tommy. Are you triggered or just weak by design? Baby, my presence is fine. Girl, are you really in line? Decade three, but one hand on a nine. Keep it fluid, I be marching with Don. Zero mods, and you think it's still time. I don't need one.
I love it.
Bass. One wish, Ray J with the sign. Table first, I'm ahead of my time. Spinning an ash, nurturing my mind. Superhead, Mr. Marcus, I'm dying. Stash money and prepare for decline. Hey, money for mine. Now they got me speedmelling like flies. Tonight, you better be on hard on a slide. Praying for the wind, get the chain up a tie. Niggas stay mad, so they playing my demise. Tripping on stage, feel like Mary J. Blige. Since I bought a Glock, no more drama in my life. Maybe when I do it, I'ma maybe when I do it, but I won't say shit like Clyde.
I even like this little
just
even
to
that
kill my body on my
different
side.
Flexes around. Huh. That's fucking cool, man. Cool sound. Oh, hey, it's me reacting to JPEG Mafia. Should I react to myself reacting to JPEG Mafia? No, I should not. All right, here is the music video for Fix Yourself. Back out in the desert. Cool. Not quite desert. Oh, this is close to the desert.
Talking that shit, come take my breath. Fake thugs with their fantasy sets. They always bury the best. My success killing all of my exes. Stay on guard when I move through text.
Let's go.
Tell me why you hate me. You ain't making no profit. Somebody can't get to the bag.
Damn.
Sash, what is you doing? How are you trying to make it with no talent and cash? 2020 niggas, I ain't with no clue, no plan, and no mask. Damn. I went from nothing to slut, and it wasn't easy, babe. Shout out my bitch, my husband.
Is that the guy that plays Debo? It kind of looks like him a little bit. Although, I mean, he's just a fucking huge dude, right? But his face, it kind of looked like it.
Body shame, I can't stand my face. At the end of the day, I know your bitch ass ain't no way, eh? Can't let these niggas talk to me no fucking way, eh? It's so sad to me. These boys don't make believe. Shout out my refugees, my fans, my family. So tragic, baby, who provided for you? You ain't got nothing for me. Shot my story. Whoa, do the best. Took a reduction and made a mess. Key ingredient was Sudafed. I let you bitch niggas do the rest. I love my baby like Trump loves Putin in the deepest way. My baby's barely scratched the surface. There's a deeper state. Even though you tried to give me top when I was not away. I know that nigga ain't in the ground, but he's still dead to me. She's still obsessed to me.
That line is fucking cold.
Shout out my bitch, my husband. Y'all get hit equally. Mama told me shoot for the star, so I ain't that way. At the end of the day, I know your bitch ass ain't okay, yeah. Can't let these niggas talk to me no fucking way, yeah. It's so sad to me, these boys don't make believe. Shout out my refugees, my fans, my family.
All of y'all.
You know I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me nauseous. I'm really black out here and y'all just performing. Nobody wants you and you can't absorb it. I think they're scared of me. My bitch is so gorgeous. At the end of the day, I know your bitch ass ain't gonna fade.
The brushes are in his face.
So gorgeous. At the end of the day, I know your bitch ass ain't gonna fade. Can't let these niggas talk to me no fucking way, yeah. It's so sad to me, these boys don't make believe. Shout out my refugees, my fans, my family.
Nasty.
Oh yeah, close it out with the center. That's when it drops into Kel-Tec, yeah. That's cool, man. That's cool. Very cool. Very cool. What's this one? Man Purse? I don't remember. One thing that's tough, I got a lot of music to kind of get familiar with. Well, not necessarily a lot, but you know, got to re-listen to Veteran, re-listen to Cornballs, LP. LP I know pretty well. But just got to be ready for the show, man. The fucking show. You know, I was thinking towards the end of that last video right there. So, you know, I like where he is now. I like this. I enjoy it. But he's on a different level right now with I Lay Down My Life for You and Scaring the Hoes. Different level. Different level. So I'm pretty happy with where he is now. Okay, y'all. There you go. There you go. I'm pretty much caught up on JPEG Mafia. People have asked, am I going to do Devin Hendrix stuff? I don't know. Probably not. I might just take some time and listen to it sometime on my own or something. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. But I really, right now, I don't have a whole lot of plans on doing reaction videos. That there's so much stuff out there to listen to. I'm trying to bounce around as much as I can across all these different artists that people ask for. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Take care. We'll see you soon.